for me, really. I said, watch for me.
Thanks a lot, Catherine. So, just going to talk a little bit about work package 7, digital resources for research, outreach and cooperation. And it's been great listening to the activities that have been taking place in all the different work packages. And it seems to me that it's nice to see the way in which the project is developing. And as it does, because this work package is about digital resources for research, outreach and cooperation, which essentially covers pretty much everything we do in the project, research, outreach and cooperation, probably the main challenge for us is to understand the way in which the digital work that we're doing can contribute to and align with the work that's taking place in the other work packages to make sure that the efforts are kind of complementary and reinforcing each other rather than anything else. So I just sort of just kind of like go through just a little bit about what the work package is about. These are the goals of the work package: digitise tangible and intangible heritage practices for preservation, dissemination, and to facilitate future study. So I think it's pretty clear from that where we have our work package that are working with intangible heritage and practices and doing dissemination. There's a relevance for conversations about how this can align. Develop a virtual museum, virtual European rural artisans platform. Integrate a bespoke e-commerce platform to facilitate craft training and publicity. Hopefully that will go to one of the things that's been raised about the importance of having a motivator or a motivation for participation by stakeholders. Advanced transmedia storytelling and visualization of climate change. I think I missed out the thing about developing a network. So those tasks are being led by University of St Andrews and by Värmland Province region. And I'm going to say, I've been prompted not to forget AAS by Catherine. Well, I hadn't
forgotten. You forgot about the network.
It's like being corrected before you make a mistake. So Catherine's been well trained with my PhD.
It's been a long time.
Okay, so that's kind of the goals, overall goals. And I wanted to think about it in terms of five things. What are the tasks, milestones and deliverables that we need to focus to deliver? Then talk a little bit about the Vera platform, a bit about digital repository, how this relates to the data management plan, and then which I think probably is the most important thing, is how this relates to the other work packages. And there's certainly not time to discuss that in any detail here, but I really hope that we have a series of conversations over the next month to 2 months to make sure that we're doing everything, we're not wasting our effort by doing things that are of no use or value, and that we can make sure the other work packages aren't necessarily duplicating stuff that has already been done or is planning to be done. So just to fix that up. So the five tasks that we have, I've just said that, haven't I? Build digital asset collections. So we want to make digital resources which can then be used by crafters and artisans in the future to make a repository of these resources. And they may be a whole range of different things, including digital representations of craft outputs, of tools, but also recording processes and recording art and culture that's associated with the cultural landscapes or the places that these things are taking place in. create a virtual European rural artisans platform. This is really just about creating an infrastructure that will help people disseminate, to communicate, and to record things. And then the digital crafting stories, Farmland are leading on that, and we saw yesterday some of the lovely stuff that they were doing in terms of creating interactive resources, and I think it's really exciting to see what they're going to do over the next few years themselves, but also the conversations that they have with other people in the consortium about how they can help them and inform them and have stimulating discussions about it. It's always great to talk to and meet people from Farmland, and I'm sure they're really open to having as many of those conversations as possible. That task is month 27 to 48, so given that we are on month 6, you are 21 months early on it, so that's great to be making. It's much better to be 21 months early than 6 months or 12 months late. It's difficult to recover from being late, not so difficult to recover from being early. Create a crafts and immaterial heritage network for overcoming borders and boundaries, and that is months 4 to 38, so there's lots of time for that to, I'm sure we'll be kicking that off a bit in the wake of this meeting. Virtual crafting landscapes, communicating climate change and sustainable development. I should have put in which partners are involved in each of these things, but it's certainly the case that building digital asset collections and create a virtual European artisans platform, which is underway now and due for delivery in month 27. Both of those tasks involve all partners in it, so everybody will participate in that to some extent, and so everybody's invited to participate in that and contribute to it, not just in terms of hearing what we would ask for you to do, but in terms of volunteering suggestions and telling us what you can do and how you can contribute to it and how these things might be useful. So we're very much looking for, I think in the project as a whole, we're for co-creation and participation. So we want to see that in this packaging and in these tasks as well. So that's the kind of tasks. And coming from those tasks are these three deliverables, Vera platform development, digitisation of crafting landscapes, cultural landscapes, and climate change, apparently. Month 40, so we're focused on the first two at the moment, and then milestone 11, e-commerce feature, demonstrator, fully functional and validated by user groups, so we'll make one of those with you. There's just more detail on the different deliverables, and then on the Vera platform development, we're doing a number of things. So one is analysis of good practice, which is taking place now, looking at other examples of platforms to do with culture, to do with heritage, and possibly more widely. Definition of metadata, so how do we describe these artifacts? And that is something that I think is going on in a number of different work packages, and I think it would be really good if we were able to synchronize the metadata across the work packages, or at least to have a framework which ensures some consistency. I mean, it needs to be flexible. One person can't sit in a room and write all the metadata. It has to come out of experience, but also we have to find ways of doing that. And two things that might be of help in that, we often try to use the Dublin Core Metadata Initiative elements in constructing application profiles, and so that might be worth looking to. And the other thing is the European data model. It's a model which has been there to, in part, pull together metadata from lots of different diverse sources, and then supporting our upload and download process, having that finished, possibly adding to the web a mobile app which will enable people in the field to upload resources or in exhibits and exhibitions. And then toolkit of workflows, training, etc., and then do some testing and reporting. So that's then is in some more detail, and just to show that some of these things are underway in terms of the platform there exists. You can go in and play with it, and there's an upload form. You can use it to look at threats, you can use it to look at sustainable development stuff, and also use it to look at the metadata that it is there for the different classes of intangible, tangible, and so on, and advise us on what maybe needed to be added or deleted or changed to make it consistent with the metadata that you're working with yourselves. And then different exhibits and exhibitions are being developed. The digital repository, essentially what we want to do is do an audit of resources that are required. So that would mean each partner, or at least in each locality, drawing up a list which involves what is the location, what are the natural heritage features, places, things, intangible heritage, people and organisations that are relevant to that location. So that's just something that we're going to try to do through talking to different work packages and different partners. But we want to create an audit across the platform, across the partnership, which will essentially be the things that we want to digitise and we want to be in the archive by the time we get to the end. And once we've done the audit, then we can do a plan for digitising each of the different things along the way. Obviously, we are partially underway with the audit and partially underway with the digitisation process. Catherine is telling me I have to finish, which I will do very, very soon. So these are just slides to show. We have an upload process for different things. And this QR code, you use that QR code, you get taken to the page, and that enables you to sign up for the platform. And we can repeat that or do something very similar to that to anybody who's trying to collect information from people and so on using a QR code. So then the other two things I talked about here, data management plan. Really important to read the data management plan and to take hints from it. If anything kind of jars, then that can maybe go into a second generation of it. But part of the data management plan is we're developing the Vera platform alongside of the database and also alongside of the further development of the plan. So that is good. And then in terms of the work packages, I haven't got time to talk about each of them, but just to say that for each of these work packages, we want to consider how the work that we're doing in work package 7 can complement and support that work. And so we want to have conversations after this meeting and up, both in Scotland and internationally, about how the whole thing can work together. It wasn't too bad, it's only like 2 minutes over.
You did miss the guidelines and support that
shows us. Oh, so Catherine has been working on guidelines and support for Vera. So there is going to be a guideline which then takes you through step by step how to upload things and how to work with it. And there's also going to be a manual which you can consult. But also we offer one-to-one support. So if you're wanting to use Vera to upload something, then we're quite happy to jump onto a Zoom call and do it while you're and talk to you while you're doing it, so that you know what you get over the first steps. This is really valuable for us because it means that we can find out what's intuitive or what's difficult about it, and hopefully it's valuable for you because it means you're not kind of sat in a room wondering, well, what button do I press, or wasting time in that way. So we can have this sort of quite flexible transfer of understanding.